Welcome to the Poise with Purpose podcast. My name is Amanda Popovsky, and it's my pleasure, passion, and profession to guide you in your journey to your dream life. My proposition for you? Together, we'll put positivity, passion, purpose, and personal growth into practice with perspective and playfulness. If you love practical problem solving plus personal development, this is the perfect place for you. I'm so pumped that you press play. So let us proceed. Let's do it. Hello, everybody. I am so excited to bring you another amazing episode of the podcast. Today, we have somebody who literally makes my soul buzz with everything that she does, everything she says, she posts. She is an amazing, wonderful, bright, and sparkly light. It is Hannah Rettler, Soul Alignment Coach. Welcome, Hannah.
Thank you so much. It's so fun to be here.
Of course. Can you please tell us what your story is, like where you started and how you got into doing what you do?
Yeah. So up until September 2017, I was working in public health. My whole, like, went to school for public health, was working for the public health department. And it started in about 2016 that I started following this nudge to actually get into fitness. It all started with fitness. And I, for some reason, made zero sense to what I was doing with my job, but I got this nudge that I wanted to get certified as a kettlebell instructor.
What?
As I was working as an epidemiologist out in Boston, so like not connected at all. And that was the first experience that I had ever had that showed me that there was something completely different than what I was doing that I could do if I wanted to, and that there was this whole other world. And so I go back that far in my story because it was like the first experience that it was totally different than what I had been doing. And made this like big scary investment to get certified that made zero sense, but that was the first time I had followed that inner nudge. Mm-hmm. I won't go through the whole details, but like I essentially all of 2016 and 17 was me like learning from and just absorbing everything I could from people who were in fitness and had online businesses specifically, because I super craved the freedom that they had and the freedom of working from anywhere and be like having the creativity they could build whatever businesses their heart was calling them to do. Mm-hmm. So for about 2 years, I was just absorbing everything. I was posting stuff all the time. I was trying to learn from everyone. And then about mid 2017, I was like, I need to do this full time. And it made zero sense. I did not, at that point, I had real no plan of what I was going to do or how I was going to do it. No money saved up, no clients like lined up, really didn't know what I was doing. I just had the super strong voice that was like, you have to do it now. And I was like, all right, I guess we're doing it now. So my last day in my desk job was in September 2017. And then I spent pretty much all of last year, like I did a lot of work of figuring out exactly what I was here to do. It's been a really big journey of understanding my relationship with my soul and with God and like, what is my mission here? Why did you tell me that I needed to leave at that point? What is it that I'm here to be doing? Who am I here to serve? And it's just led me on this incredible journey of growth that now I identify myself as a soul alignment coach. I like what I do is I help people who have big dreams and visions actually talk about them, talk about what their fears are about them, and actually bring the ones that are aligned with them to life. And we work through all of the things that are scaring the crap out of them and what would actually happen if that happens. Are you going to survive? What can we do this week that's going to like totally move the dial for you so that this is your reality so much sooner than you think it can be? But yeah, my story started with this following this ping that was like, I don't know why, I need to become a kettlebell instructor. But I'm going to do it. And I mean, I don't really do fitness stuff as much anymore. I still love it, but it's totally progressed into something that I worked in the public health industry for 8 years and always had this feeling that it was just not, I was like, this can't be it. I can't hate going into work every day. Sometimes I would go out to my car at lunch and just cry. Like it felt so wrong. And I was angry with myself all the time that I was like, am I this like bratty millennial that just doesn't want to work? But no, like this is true. And now I'm like, I work all the time now, but it's because I love it. So yeah, it's just been this like incredible journey of leaning into that, those nudges and actually following them. That's the scariest part, but that's where all the good stuff is.
Oh my gosh. That is so inspiring. And that literally, I love how you call it a soul buzz, because that's exactly what it feels like. I want to go back to what you talked about how you and your clients talk about fear, because mm-hmm. I feel like that's something so critical that it was one of the first steps that I missed. Like I was so excited and pumped up about my dreams and everything that when it came to the fear side, it was so all or nothing for me. Like I was either all excited or all fearful. So can you talk on that a little bit?
Yes. So fear can be like a real full body. It will be our biggest form of resistance that stops us from what we are meant to be doing. Mm-hmm. And the way that we work through it is actually like recognizing what actually spending time with it and understanding what it's rooted in, what we feel, what are the things that we are the most afraid of? I like asking the question, worst case scenario, if we went ahead and did this, what is the biggest thing that you're afraid of? What is the worst case scenario that would happen? But then asking, if we get there, what would you do? If we're there, how would you handle that situation? So you can actually put yourself in the worst case scenario. And a lot of the times, like a lot of the clients I'm working with are very seriously considering leaving their jobs, and we're exploring, is this actually what I'm meant to be doing? Am I meant to be an entrepreneur? Is this actually the path that I'm supposed to take? And so we're exploring, what are the biggest fears of what if you did take the leap? Like, what if you took the leap 2 weeks from now? What if you put in your notice tomorrow? What is the scariest thing about that? And just working through, if you were there, most of the time, the biggest fears that hold people back, specifically from leaving their jobs and going all in on these nudges that they're having, is money. How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to make this work? And what other people think. So what are my parents going to think? What are my friends going to think? Those are two of the biggest blocks and the biggest ways that fear shows up. And what if you did take the leap 2 weeks from now and it is hard to pay the bills? What are your options? What do you know you can do? And is that scarier than being in the same place you are now 2 weeks from now or 3 months from now or a year from now? Like thinking ahead to what's scarier? Like what if you're in the same place a year from now? Or what if we do take the leap and you've got to work at a coffee shop for a couple of months to support yourself? Like I had a part-time job for a good chunk of my first year of entrepreneurship. And it was something that like I had as a security blanket. And for me, it was like, it helped to support myself and not have so much financial pressure on myself. But then, and I can talk about this in a little bit more detail later, but as soon as I let that go, my business completely skyrocketed. So there's something magical that happens that I can't tell you what's going to happen to you specifically, but when you make really big, scary decisions that are aligned with what you're meant to be doing, the universe always shows up, like always has a net for you that it's going to catch you. But you have to actually make the step first of doing the scary thing. And then it shows up with, oh, amazing. Here's a couple new clients for you. Or, hey, an example, I just signed up to go to, there's the Ignited Women's Summit in Seattle in a couple of weeks. This wasn't a super huge decision, but it was like money I wasn't planning on spending. And I, it's a trip that I wasn't planning on taking, but I was like, this feels like I need to be there. And the ticket was like $300 and bought it. And then the next day I was checking my mail and got a random check from my old job that I haven't worked at for 2 years that for $300.
What?
That it was a random refund. So like, I can't ever guarantee what is going to happen to people, but there's stuff like that that happens all the time. I have seen it too many times to not trust that when I feel like I'm meant to do something or go somewhere or invest in something, whenever I do, and it's what's aligned for me. And I've seen this with my clients, like there's stuff that just happens and it's incredible. So, that was a very long-winded way of describing fear, but I just, yeah, going into like, what's the worst that's going to happen? And does this feel like it's what you're meant to be doing? And what are we going to do if we actually get there? Let's work through it.
I love that. Yes. And I love how you talked about trust too, because that's been the biggest component that has allowed me to take the really scary steps. Like I don't want to say if you haven't cultivated that faith and that trust in the universe that you can't take those steps, but it's so much less scary. Like you just let all your shit out and you let the fear come and you like tap on it or you talk to your coach about it or whatever. Then after that, it's like this feeling of being held by the universe for making that decision, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, trust and surrender were my two biggest words for last year. And every time I leaned more into it, I felt so much more peace and I felt like everything just started to come together. So trust is huge. Huge. Yeah.
Agreed. Speaking about trust, it's important to know what you're trusting in, right? So how did you develop your intuitive relationship or your spiritual relationship to be able to take those steps?
Yeah. It's been a journey it started with that kettlebell thing where I was like, I don't know who's sending me this message or why I'm getting the nudge to do this, but I'm going to follow through with it because I feel very strongly that I'm supposed to be doing this. There were a couple other things. Like I went to a retreat. I went to this, it's called the Radiance Retreat in 2017. And that was another, I don't know why, but I feel like I have to be there. So honestly, it's just been a practice of feeling those pulls, or I call them nudges a lot of times, and seeing what happens when I get there and when I follow through with it and how amazing it is. And that just continued to build up this total trust that whenever I'm getting those pings or nudges, there's very likely something incredible on the other side of that decision. And it can start really small. Like if I tell my clients all the time, I'm like, follow any pull that you're getting. If it's a random friend that keeps popping into your head that you haven't talked to in years, call her. Or if there's been a pottery class that you've been thinking about taking, but none of your friends want to go, like go by yourself. Like there's a reason that you're being pulled to go do it. So it can start, it doesn't have to start with a big kettlebell certificate, but that was the way my story started. But that trust and that intuitive relationship kept getting stronger because I kept following it and seeing what amazing things happened on the other side. It always led me to these absolutely incredible, like life-changing events and people that I've met. And it can start really small, but the more you build that up, I promise you're going to see some incredible things on the other side of those decisions.
Yes. Yeah. And I think an important way to cultivate that and to strengthen that, and something I know you're really interested in too, is meditation and journaling, just getting really clear on your insides. Can you talk about that and give people some advice or some prompts as well?
Yes. So a lot of my downloads or feel like pulls and feelings of what I should be doing next or what I should be focusing on or even what I should be writing about that week comes from meditation and journaling. I really, and that's a huge piece of how I coach and give guidance. And I like to do it in the mornings. Like ideally it's first thing in the morning, spending, even if it's just 5 minutes. In the beginning, did a lot of guided meditation. So if you're totally new to meditation, I highly recommend stuff like Insight Timer is an incredible app. The Calm app. Those are really good guided meditation places to go. But doing that first thing in the morning and just paying attention to what are the first few thoughts that are popping into my head and then journaling that out after you've meditated, like recognizing what are the common things that are flying through my brain. Sometimes it's just to-do lists, but if there's something that popped into your head, just writing it down and seeing, pulling those things out of you, because in the morning, that's when your brain is like the purest. Like you are open for things to come through. And the prompts that I really like, I mean, my journaling prompts every day, every day must start with some gratitudes, at least three. Mm-hmm. And ideally they are three things that have either happened already that morning or from the day before, like very specific to your last 24 hours. And then I will do what's top of mind. And a lot of that will come out of what was in my meditation, just a brain dump of what were all the things that were swirling around in my brain and what kind of messages or downloads came through the meditation. And then my coach actually gave me a couple other ones that are amazing. That what does my voice need to be used for is a really cool one that you could just do some free journaling. And then what messages does my soul have for me today? And I love doing those as like meditation prompts, but also journaling prompts that you can write out anything that came up during the meditation. Those have just led to like some really interesting things for me. Those are some of my favorite prompts to have people really kind of start to dig deep.
Wow. Yes. And oh my gosh, especially in like a service-based business, like what needs to come through me today to the people that I'm serving? That's brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. That was my favorite.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Have you always been like spiritual, intuitive, all these things like in childhood and early life?
No.
No? It just came up?
I was raised in a like Christian household, but it was never any like a huge part of our lives. And then honestly, like all through college, like really didn't have any sort of organized religion practice in my life or spiritual practice. Mm-hmm. This truly was born from making that really big, scary decision to leave my job and trusting that there was a voice that was guiding me, that every time I followed it, there were things that happened and that supported me in these incredible ways. So it's a new part of my life and now is a huge part of my life and my business. And over my first year of entrepreneurship, honestly, the first couple of months, I was still fighting it. I was like, no, I have to figure it out. I need to know what the next step is. I have to do all of this work. And I took all of the burden on myself and how I thought things needed to happen and work. And that's where all frustration comes from. When we are trying to do all the things and we don't have any trust in that there's a greater power that like has our greatest good in mind. And it probably was about halfway through my year that I was at a point that I was like, I want to just give up. I want to go back and get a full-time job. I want to get a real job. This is so hard. And I asked myself the question, or actually, I don't think I asked myself the question. It felt like it was a question that came to me that was like, is this just hard? Or do you feel like this is out of alignment for you? Mm-hmm. Which are two different things. Things you can be doing things that are in alignment and they're not easy. But there's a difference between what, when something just doesn't feel like it's meant for you. And it was the strongest, like, no, this is just hard and that's okay. And from that point on, I felt this very strong connection to, I've referred to it as the universe, and now I'm just like, it's God. Like, that's the words that I'm using, and that's what's feeling the most comfortable for me now. But I totally feel like I am so supported and that I am doing exactly what I'm meant to be doing right now. And I've never felt that way before.
And it's, oh my gosh.
It's something that you have to, it comes down to trust. It totally, like, I talk about trust and surrender all the time. And so much of it comes down to, do you trust that there is something you are meant to be doing, and that when you take the big scary leaps and make the big scary decisions, you will be supported. And when you trust that, there is just, there's magic that I can't tell you what's going to happen, but it would shock me if it doesn't. Like, but you have to make the decision first to see that. And everybody wants to see that before they make the decision. They want the proof that it's going to happen. But you just have to trust and follow that. And so, yeah, no, this has not been the way that I have operated for my entire life. I'm 30 now, and it's been a fairly new journey for me. And I'm open to learning all the time. I am keeping my mind totally open, but I honestly cannot not see the magic in every day anymore. I can't unsee or unfeel what I know is true for me right now. Which is really, really crazy and amazing.
Yes. I just got chills when you said that, like the way that your life can change so expansively and exponentially when you decide to not only surrender, as in you're giving up your control to the universe or to God, but you're surrendering in the sense that you're allowing yourself to receive. Because like you were saying, you were just spinning your wheels, trying to take control of this thing that is so much greater than us, that when we let that voice speak through us and let it guide what we're doing, it's so much easier than trying to do everything yourself.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I have goosebumps. Yes. do you follow Manifestation Babe?
Oh yes.
Okay. So love her. And I've heard her say this a bunch of times, that we are responsible for the what and the why. Like, what do we want and why do we want it? And then we have to let go of the how and the when. And that has been so huge for me, to just be like, this is what I want, and this is why I want it, and this is why this is important for me. And like, just getting down into like, why do I want this? So it makes you really rooted in, why are these my dreams and my goals? But then you have to let go of the how and the when, which is what all of our anxiety is rooted in. If you think about it, every time we are stressed or anxious about something, especially if we're trying to build a business, how we get clients, when we get clients, when we hit that financial goal, how that's going to happen, that's where all of our stress and anxiety comes from. And for me to lean into the, I totally trust that if I hit a major financial rock bottom, which I did, that there's a reason it happened the time that it did. There's a reason that I'm not getting clients right away. Like, what can I, and using every time we aren't getting what we want when we think we're supposed to have it, using those as opportunities to recognize, what can I do better next time? What can I learn from this? Why did this happen this way? And I like saying the prayer, like, show me what the lesson is here. Show me what, help me to see the situation differently so that I can learn from it. I totally trust that it happened in this way and in this timing, but show me how I can learn from this and move forward. And when we operate that way, I mean, I still do have some stress in my business, obviously. Like, it's not like, it's just super easy, but it has relieved so much stress and anxiety to let that not have to be my responsibility anymore. and trust that there's like totally a greater power helping me out.
Oh my gosh, chills. Yes. Yes, absolutely. And that takes trusting that you're on a path, like a divine path, that you can't stray from it no matter how hard you try, because everything is happening exactly how it's supposed to, and everything is an invitation to dive deeper into your personal development.
Yeah, it totally is. I'm definitely, I'm on a path that I don't think I could ever go back to anything conventional. It's actually like it, a couple of my friends and I joke that like we have made ourselves unemployable at this point. Like, I would have to go up to a boss and be like, I'm sorry, this doesn't feel aligned to me anymore. Like, please let me work from home so I can meditate and journal whenever I feel like it. And, but it's, it's something that like when you decide to take that path, it's a completely different, like it's a completely different way of life. If I would love to be able to go back and just talk to myself 3 years ago and how completely different I look at life now. And, I'm incredibly grateful that this journey has opened up. And I totally think that this is something that I strongly believe every single person has some aligned path for them. Everybody. And some people, it could be working at the grocery store. And there is zero shame in that. There is nothing wrong with that. They are somebody that is going to see new people every day. They could bring light and joy to somebody every single day. And there is major service in that. Everybody's aligned path does not have to look like taking the leap from their job and building a business. That's the way that mine has gone, but it doesn't have to be that way. It's just following whatever you're feeling pulled or nudged to do. And that is your path. I totally believe this is somebody, every single person has their path and has the opportunity to tune in and tap into it.
Yes. And that path, like, I think a lot of people think that entrepreneurship and personal growth is like, boop, one straight line up, like one exponential line up. No. It's like a rolling mountain with potholes and mud and like all this nasty shit sometimes. And then you get to the top of the mountain and you see the view again. It's like not linear at all. Can you speak to that?
Oh yeah. Yes, I can. So there were a couple analogies that I leaned into last year that like the one is entrepreneurship is like you're rolling a snowball up the mountain and it gets heavier and harder to get it up to the peak and you don't know where the peak is and you don't like at some point you're like, I just want to let this go and roll down with it. Like this is too hard. Mm-hmm. But then once you get up to that peak, you roll down and then it's just like a beautiful flow of it just keeps building and growing and you have done all of the work that it can just start to flow. But then you're going to have other peaks and it's going to get hard again, but you have to just keep going with that flow. And then another one I've heard was like, you're trying to pump water from the well. And for a while you're like pumping and pumping and you're like, I don't know when the water's going to start to flow, but this is really hard and you want to give up. So those are two entrepreneurship analogies that really hit home with me to help make me feel better last year. I was like, I know the peak is coming. I know the snowball is going to start flowing down the hill. And that it's where like the trust has to come in. And you do that gut check when you hit those points that it's really hard and you're considering going back or doing something different. I totally encourage people to ask themselves that question. Is this out of alignment or is this just hard? And there's a difference in how your body will feel. You will have, if you actually sit and sit with that thought and that truth of like, what if I did stop? What if I did go back to my old job or a more conventional lifestyle? How does that actually feel? Like, does my body feel like that feels better? Or does it feel like, oh my God, and for me, it was like, my whole body was like, no, don't do it. Keep going. My tool for you, if you're ever in that low point of, I don't know if this is what I'm meant to be doing anymore, asking that question is really powerful. I would not be here today if I had not hired a coach. I can't, my coach, her name's Sarah Kleiner. She's a magical unicorn human. And I started working with her a couple months after I left my job. So I was spinning my wheels for a while. And I had been trying to build this on my own even before I had left my job. So I was working on it for about a year and a half before I actually left my job. But having somebody there who can look at your situation, know your tendencies, know where how resistance shows up for you, knowing what your goals are and helping you to like see through, because it'll feel like there's explosions going on around you. It's going to feel like you've got like this big fiery just terror all around your life. Like there will be moments like that. I will not lie. But having somebody who can just hold your hand and be like, come this way. These are your biggest dial movers. You need to take care of yourself this week. This is like helping you just normalize stuff. I would not have continued going if I didn't have that support system. So if it's a coach, if it's like a group of people that are also doing the same thing, just having some sort of support is so incredibly important. And having somebody who's been there, and because she's built a business that I wanted mine to look just like hers. I wanted mine to feel that like really heart-led, soul mission kind of business. And I wouldn't be here without her. So if she's listening, love you, Sarah.
Oh yeah. My gosh, yes. So I was just thinking about it today because I was talking with my coach and we were messaging back and forth about like launch strategy and like meditation and stuff. And I was like, this is the world that I want to live in, where every woman or every person has this person that can like see their soul and see their highest potential in them and lead them and guide them. And I felt so much gratitude in that moment that like there's this chain, right? It's like a multi-level marketing of coaches. There's a chain. You have like a big sister and then like a little sister. And it's just, it totally reverses that like sisterhood wound that is present sometimes where like women get really competitive and like they tear each other down, jealousy, stuff like that. And it just, it just feels so good to heal that wound and like sew it together.
So yes. I just was like, ooh, when you said that, cause I, another huge thing that holds people back from wanting to get into either just, even if it's just starting a blog or potentially trying to have this be a business, is there are so many other people out there doing this. There's so much other competition. And that's a huge fear for people of getting into this industry because there's already so many people doing it. And my perspective on it is, but you aren't doing it yet and they haven't heard your voice yet. And we, like, if you think about how many people, like how many leaders you follow on Instagram or Facebook, or how many podcasts you listen to. A lot of them are talking about the same thing, but they're talking about it with their own voice. Like some of them might be really funny. Some of them might be more serious about it. Some of them are coming from different backgrounds and different perspectives, and people resonate with the ones that they can see themselves in. And so somebody might not see themselves in that leader, but they see themselves in you. And you are going to be teaching from your own perspective and from your life experience. And I get really fired up about this because I truly want everyone who's feeling this pull, there's a reason that you need to start sharing your version of your story. And if we don't, there's other people out there that would have resonated with you that aren't going to hear it now. And everybody, if you think about it, like everybody has their own orbit of people that are in their life, and they might not have anybody else, like they might not follow all those leaders, but they follow you. And so it just, that really excites me that if anybody's ever feeling like they don't have a space to have their voice be heard or shared, I'm like, no, we need it. We need you to share whatever you're feeling pulled or nudged to share, because somebody out there is going to resonate with only you, and they need your version of it. And I love how much that has, I feel like that perspective has really grown in the past couple of years. And I feel like there's just this huge women supporting women, total sisterhood culture that's growing that I am a huge fan of. It is so much better than us trying to tear each other down and somebody trying to get to the top, because that's not how it works anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's all like creation rather than competition. Like, yep, there's room. There really, really is room for all of us to, like, yep, just rise, sister, rise. Like, let's, yep, do it. Yeah. Yep. And something I love that you said that I never thought of is about representation. Like, people, yeah, will see in the ideal coach or the ideal mentor themselves or where they want to be. And I never thought of that. And it makes it like 10 times more urgent that you actually act on what you're doing, because somebody who was where you are or was where you were a year ago, you could be helping them so much to avoid that year's worth of pain, right?
Oh, yep. I do a lot of working with my clients on determining what their ideal client is and who they are the most excited to work with. And 99% of the time, it is you 6 months to a year ago. It is just what, and I encourage them to go back and like, look at your journals, look at your calendar, look at your photo album, like try to get into the zone of where were you 6 months ago and what were you struggling with? Mm. Because that is who your ideal client is. That's who needs to learn from you, because you, and it's actually more powerful that you are closer to that pain point than a leader who's been doing this for 10 years. Like, we feel like they're way more qualified, but they actually aren't going to understand as much as you are, because you just experienced it. You just went through that and you just learned how to shift through it. So having everybody who's feeling the nudge to do this lean into that truth, that there's a reason you're having that pull, and somebody's going to see themselves in you, is so powerful. So yeah, it's really important that if you're feeling this, to just explore it, at least give it some time to just explore it.
For sure. Oh my, yeah, gosh. I love talking about like ideal client, women you're calling in. That's like, oh, it makes me so happy. Who is your ideal client?
She is someone who has been trying to build her business for a while. Mm-hmm. She's done all the courses. She's been to retreats and workshops, and she's invested quite a bit of money, and she's working on trying to build coaching courses and programs and products, and she's feeling like she's putting a ton of work into it and not seeing the results that she wants from it. And she's ready to like feel like this doesn't have to be so hard. She's been looking for somebody to help her lead the way. She wants to see a lot more of an impact, and likely doesn't know, like, I do a one-on-one mentorship model, and she might not even know that that's an option. And just showing her how to build this really heart-centered, and like how to tap into what is your soul's mission for what your business should look like, and just teaching her how to do that. She's really funny. She sends gifts and memes, and she likes to be outside, and she's totally like on this like spiritual path and journey, and is really open to exploring that. But yeah, she's awesome. I'm actually about to put a post out about her tonight, and I was writing it, and I was like, I'm really excited to meet her. Like, she's so badass. Like, she's out there, and I'm really excited to like help her bring her gift out into the world.
Oh my gosh, I think we have the same ideal client, like, yeah, pretty much the same. Yep. That and is so amazing.
The beauty is we can have the exact same dream client, but someone's going to resonate with you and not with me, and someone will resonate with me but not with you. And there are so many people who fit that dream client perspective, and knowing that like there's so much, it just, the abundance mindset is so huge in this space that we, yeah, but yeah, it's knowing that we can have the exact same dream client. We can even share about the same things that we have learned, but someone's going to resonate with you and not with me because they'll see themselves in you. And same thing, like they'll resonate with me because they see themselves in me. And it's just, it's incredible.
And our souls, like you, between you and I, like our souls have different like messages and vibrancies and energies that certain people are attracted to. It's like,
yep.
The energetics of business is what I'm like so blown away by. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh. I truly believe that your soul will lead you to your mentor. Like that you will be pulled to somebody for some reason because they are meant to be your teacher at that point. I totally believe that. And so if anybody's ever looking for a mentor, just paying attention to who are you feeling the most drawn to, and that is likely who you are meant to be learning from at this point. Your souls are smart.
I don't know if you felt this way too when you like had quit your job and you were looking for a coach and you were like spinning your wheels and everything. But the reason that I held myself back from hiring a coach was, in a way it was the money, but it was also the fact that I think deep down I was really scared of how visible and real my business would become if I hired a coach, if I invested in these courses. Like, I was uncomfortable with being successful.
Yeah.
Did you feel that way?
Full honesty, I think my biggest fear was where this was going to take me and not knowing where it was going to take me. Mm. And a little bit of it being seen and knowing that I was going to have to show. I mean, so similarly, like being seen and leaning into sharing my story more openly and vulnerably. I was thinking, like, what's my family going to think? What are my friends going to think? And that was definitely like a big fear in the beginning. But I did have this very strong feeling when I left my job. I did have this very strong feeling that I was like, this is going to work. It's not going to work right away. Like, it's not going to be immediate, but this is going to work. And you are going to get to like actually live this dream that you've been thinking about. And so I had this like major, that feeling was really strong and comforting. Also terrifying, but for me, it was like, this is real now. We are doing, cause it's almost easy. Like, I downloaded a bunch of courses. I did it. I watched a million webinars. I followed a ton of people in this space who are teachers and educators about how to build a business. And they were all helpful and totally helped build my foundation of how do you actually do this and what are all of the ways that you can do this. And for me, hiring a coach was the real deal that I was like, okay, now we actually are going to do the thing because I have a real person who's going to hear me say what I want and she's going to help me get there. And now it's almost, you can almost hide behind like workshops and courses. And, it's like, it was like, we're doing this now. We're actually going to do the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And somebody's holding you accountable and somebody is like, because you're right. You're so right. You can hide behind the course and you're like Instagram story, like, oh, I'm doing this course. But then if you don't like apply or integrate it, then it feels hollow when you try to teach it. Right. And so having your own coach when you're trying to be a coach, it's something that totally changed the game for me because I felt so much more integrity being able to be of service, knowing that I could look up to somebody and have somebody help me. In those really tough times. It's like, it's why counselors have counselors.
Yeah.
Because you need that support system 100%, especially when you're doing things like we're doing, things that aren't, they're becoming, thank God, they're becoming more conventional. But yeah. I know that one of the things that I've had to heal is like being weird and like having my own business, like having my own soul business. Like, what? Soul business? Is that real? Yeah. That's something that I've had to overcome. I don't know if you've had a similar kind of like mindset shift or anything like that.
It's it was an interesting shift from, because in the beginning, I was doing fitness coaching. I was writing people meal plans and grocery lists from the perspective of my journey was like, I had a pretty screwed up relationship with food and my body. And so I was pretty openly sharing about that. And so I was switching from kind of being that person and really was leaning into, I actually really feel like I want to go way deeper than this with people. I want to go into the stuff that once we've cleared the brain space of you worrying about food in your body, what do we have space for now? What is it that you really want out of life? It's been a journey of like really leaning into that this is a soul-led mission, it actually has brought a lot of peace for me. It's been a lot of like, I know I keep getting these messages and next steps, and I don't really have to, I have to still do the work and follow them, which sometimes is scary and sometimes is uncomfortable, but it's been like shifting from fitness to then really leaning into like, this is actually, I want to go way deeper, and then this is actually not coming from my brain, it is coming from like a different source, and it's been incredible.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That's a beautiful story and a beautiful way to kind of end our conversation here. But I have two questions that I ask every guest. The first one, if you could recommend one book for the reader for the listener, just about like spirituality, whatever we talked about today, what would it be?
The Four Agreements. No question. Mm-hmm. The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz was probably, it was my gateway book. Everything for me. And I honestly have used those principles in every relationship and every, like, it's just incredibly powerful. It is about 1/4 inch thick. You can finish it in a day. About $7 on Amazon. Without a doubt, that has been one of the most powerful books for me. So Four Agreements. For sure.
Okay, cool. I've heard so much about that, but I haven't picked it up on it too. And the second question, what has been your favorite manifestation story, like goosebumps, looking for a sign kind of story that you have?
I had a couple things that happened last year that I was writing out on post-it notes and then in my journal, just things that I wanted to have happen. And I write my manifestations as things that, as if it's already happened, and I write it as a gratitude. So I am so grateful for the X number of clients that completely light my soul on fire, blah, blah, blah. And I had written out that I was going to hit a 10K a month by December of last year. I wrote it in December 2017, and I wrote it out for December. I wrote myself a check, actually, for December 2018. And I kind of had forgotten about it. Like, I knew that that was a goal I was working towards, but the trick of manifestation is that you get really specific, you lean into the why, you put it out there, but then you release and let go and surrender when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. I hit it in November, and then again in December. Like, and this all happened as soon as I let my part-time job go. As soon as I let it go, my business completely skyrocketed, and I haven't slowed down since. And I got to look at that check and be like, oh my God, I have literally, like, and I don't say this like to, I'm not saying this to brag. I'm wanting this to be a totally expander moment for people who can see how possible this is, and going from like complete financial, like my year last year balanced out to like be like a pretty normal financial year. Like, all of my abundance really came at the end of the year. So you got to think about it from that perspective too. But just that is possible, and that I made more money from what I'm doing today in a business that feels so aligned with what I'm doing than I was in my full-time, safe, secure, comfortable job. Like, that was something that blew my mind, and I have not gotten over it. And I'm just like, just, I swim in gratitude all the time, but I want that to be a story that's like a total expander moment for people, that they can see it is so possible. And if you keep pushing through and this is what is aligned for you, and you are telling God what you want and why you want it, and you're leaning into what next steps you're getting, like, so many magical things are possible. So, I'd love to leave with that story.
Oh my gosh. Beautiful. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Hannah. We're going to have all of your information in the show notes. People can find you on what, like Facebook, Instagram?
I'm on Facebook and Instagram. On Instagram, it's I am Hannah Rettler. I'm in my Instagram stories all the time, and I'm on Facebook pretty frequently. I think I'm just under Hannah Rettler on Facebook. And then I have HannahRettler.com is my website as well.
Woohoo! Okay, thank you so much for coming on, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.